This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know those double-decker tour buses they have in a lot of big cities? Sometimes the second deck has no roof, all the better to sightsee by. In New York, those buses could not be more passé. The helicopter tourism industry is booming in the Big Apple, with tens of thousands of visitors paying big bucks for a bird's-eye view of the city. The catch, of course, is that with helicopters comes helicopter noise and unhappy locals. A compromise has been worked out, but nobody is happy about it. From New York, Adrian Ma explains.
People come from all over the world to get a glimpse of New York's iconic skyscrapers. But for some of them, the old double-decker bus just doesn't cut it. So they pay anywhere from $200 to $2,000 a pop for a ride in one of these. After taking off from a heliport at the southern tip of Manhattan, the choppers ferry tourists up and down the Hudson River for an Instagrammable view of the city.
What better way to see New York City than via the sky?
That's Taylor Holland from Sydney, Australia.
Amazing photos, loved every minute.
Chopper tour operators say business has taken off in the past few years, with nearly 60,000 tours given in just the past year. If you only count the hours they're allowed to fly, that's an average of one chopper every 3.5 minutes. Of course, as chopper tours increased, so did the noise complaints. And in response to pressure from community activists, the city's now forcing tours to cut their flights in half. Kara McDermott lives on the west side, right along the tour's flight path. And she says she'd rather see them banned completely. Even though she grew up near LaGuardia Airport and was used to the sound of planes, she says helicopters are different.
You're feeling it in your chest. You actually physically feel them. You don't just hear them.
Standing in her living room recently, even with the windows closed, I could feel a low vibration with each passing helicopter.
So as high as I put my music or if I put on the TV, it doesn't matter. I've literally gone into the bathtub and gone under the water to get away from them, and I can hear them under the water.
I'm not here to say they're not hearing noise, because a helicopter makes sounds.
Sam Goldstein is a lobbyist for the 5 helicopter tour companies that operate in Manhattan. He says the tours have been great for the city. As evidence, he points to an NYU study funded by an industry group called the Eastern Region Helicopter Council. Using data from the helicopter companies, the study estimated that the tours generated about $30 million in economic activity for the city back in 2010. And Goldstein says that number's probably higher now.
You know, we offer a great product which people come here and they demand. The numbers show it. You know, and you have hundreds of thousands of people who come here and take a tour. That's undeniable.
He also says the companies employ more than 200 pilots, mechanics, and sales staff. So as they see their business chopped in half, they may also have to cut jobs.
It's tough on our operators and tough on our businesses. 50% can be really, in a lot of cases, a near fatal cut. But we worked with the city to find something that we think will be able to keep us operating and make the community get some noticeable relief.
When I spoke to Goldstein in August, tours had already been cut by 20%. So I decided to check in with Kara McDermott to see if she was getting some relief. As it turned out, her apartment was a lot quieter, but mostly because she'd spent about $25,000 on new insulated windows.
That's with the window open.
Okay. And that's with the window closed.
It definitely makes a difference.
Yeah, that's why they were $25,000.
And if McDermott wants it to stay quiet, she'll need to keep those windows closed a lot of the time. Even with the chopper tours cut in half, that's still about 30,000 helicopters that'll buzz past her building next year. In New York, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.